glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the sun shall rise, headed for the rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change the thing to be. All the living saints to fly to that jubilee. All the living saints to cry to that jubilee. you, you really love him. You may be seated. Glory. Amen. Do you feel the presence of the Lord Jesus? Oh, mercy. He's here with us. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. It's really good to be in the house of the Lord today with you all. Under great anticipation, under great expectation. When the bride gets together, comes ready and come prepared, something's fixing to happen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everyone and all the visitors. I think we got quite a few visitors today with us. Visitors, raise your hands. Well, welcome all of you. It's glad to have you all here and all the ones on the hookup. This is a very special day. It's not just a regular red letter day, if you can call any red letter day with the Lord Jesus regular. But today, you're going to need your extra bold, all caps, red. It's going to thunder. Thunder. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. It is a very special day, but one of them is it's Mother's Day. Amen. So I'd like to say God bless you and happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. God bless you. I think so. Amen. Mothers, you can sit down. Praise the name of the Lord. Our mothers are so important. Amen. That God's prophet tied a mother to the very word, Amen. To the very gospel. He says we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then we got mother. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He says she's so important that she gets the children even before the gospels get her. Whoever that child is, that their life, their ministry is so important. I was thinking when I was writing that down, it's like, Father, they have church every day. Amen. And they have a ministry. Amen. God's called them to a ministry. Amen. And we're so proud of each and every one of you, all the mothers that we have represented here. And I also want to mention that I'm also very proud of our waiting mothers. Amen. They're waiting for the vision to be fulfilled. You are already mothers. And you're just like Sarah. She was a waiting mother. But she had a promise. He said it had been spoken, it had been thought. And he says, and then after it was thought, it was spoken. And then it has to come to pass. Amen. We believe it. I praise the name of the Lord. So hold on, sisters. It's going to happen. Amen. We get impatient. We want God to do. God's got a program. He's got a time. He's got a everything is time. Just like this time, this day. He knew we'd be right here this day listening to this seventh seal. Thunder to us. Oh, it's important. All of you deserve a huge recognition and a big bow of flowers for each one of you mothers for all that you do. We love you and we're so proud of you. But we're going to recognize just a few of you tonight that Something that Brother Branham always did at the tabernacle, so we've kept it here and kept going, is to recognize three sets of the mothers that are here. Now, don't be afraid when I call to raise your hand. They're usually like this. When I call old mothers, it's usually about like this. So we got three categories that we're going to give a little flower, a little recognition to you. And then we want to recognize the oldest mother that we have here today. So, praise the Lord. So we're going to start out, how many 80-year-old mothers do we have here today? Raise your hands. Keep them up high. Got an 80. Sister Helen, is it back there? 80? How about 81? 82. Raise your hands high so the deacons can see. 83. 84. 85. 85 back there? 85. 86. Wow, 86 around. 86. Just is it Sister Helen? 86. Is there anybody else? 86-year-old mother? 86-year-old mother right there. Is it Sister Helen? Yep. God bless you, Sister Helen. Ernie, you're not 86 and you're not a mother. There's another one?
94.
94? Oh! Praise the name of the Lord. Congratulations. How about youngest mother? Let's start. How many 25-year-old mothers do we have in service today? Come on. 25. 25? No 25-year-old. How about 24? 24. 23. Is there any 23-year-old mothers? 23? 22. Where's 22? We got any 22-year-old mothers? It's 22. He's got a 22. Is there any 21s? 22? Is that it? 21? He's got a 21? 21? We got a 20. Anybody that's younger? 20 or younger? The one's 20? She's 20? Congratulations, mother. Okay, the most children. At the Branham Tabernacle, we better start high. Just cut to the chase. We'll start with five. Anybody that's got five or more, raise your hand. If you got five or more kids, raise your hands. Five or more, raise your hands high. Five or more kids. Now, keep them up. Six or more. Seven, eight, nine, got a nine? Wow. 10, has anybody got 10? A 10 where? Over here, a 10? How about 11? Wow. We're gonna pray for this one the most. Is that 10? She got 10? Congratulations, number 10. Let's give them all a big hand. You may be seated. Are you ready for your all cap letter day?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, you're at the right place. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And there's only one place you can get that, like you get it, and that's here under the Word. Amen. Listening to this message. Today, by spiritual revelation, we are going to get rapturing in faith. Amen. That's what you're here to get today. Amen. What we're here for. What is rapturing faith? It's that seven thunders. Amen. And what is the seven thunders? The voice of God. Amen. It is this hidden manna message. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. Make no mistakes. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. He spoke through a man, but it's Jesus Christ. Amen. And he's speaking to his bride through his seventh church age messenger. Amen. And it's not G-R-A-M-H-A-M, it's B-R-A-N-H-A-M. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It's given us stimulation by revelation. Taking place with the bride of Jesus Christ around the world. What's been revealed to us? Let's review that a second. All scriptures are being fulfilled before our very eyes. The seven church ages, the seven seals, the third pole, the seven thunders, uniting straight voices that went straight out like it was spelling out something. Amen. Sunset Mountain, where seven angels picked up his prophet. Sabino Canyon, where the king's sword fit that prophet's hand perfect. Amen. God telling us we are the unadulterated, without sin, Miss Jesus Christ. Amen. Dreams and visions being interpreted and fulfilled. White stone and pyramids. The millennium, the rapture, judgment, 144,000 white robes, the purged church, and all the time seeing us beyond the curtain of time. We're resting on it. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It's God revealing his word to his bride. And how is he doing that? By the tapes. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We're so stimulated that we don't know when you start talking about this message, when you start testifying to one another what God's showing you, what he's revealing to you, you don't know really where to start, and I definitely don't know where to stop. But that's okay, because my teacher did the same thing. I'm only going to keep you people five more minutes. Praise the Lord. I shouldn't have said it, but I love when that prophet says that. Now, 15 minutes, we're going to close. An hour and a half later, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Brother Ben. Keep preaching, Brother Branham. We ain't got no place to go. That's the way the bride feels when we come together. This is where we want to be because we're sitting together in heavenly places. And even more so this day than any other day because we are having stimulation by revelation. God has been revealing things to us that he's never revealed to us before. Amen. No matter who I talk to, it's like, have I ever heard the seven seals before? It's the way that I feel, the things that God is revealing. It's like, Lord, I need to write them down. So many things I believe that you're showing to your bride. Now is the time. It's being revealed to us now. The bride recognizing who that they are, what those mysteries were, what that third pole is, what it means.
And we're people sometimes, you know, he says they're waiting for something to happen. It's happening. Yeah. It's happening right now in this church. Right now it's happening. Wonderful. We do believe with all of our hearts. We see it. It's like, oh, you're working up to something. We're not working up to nothing. I'm going to explode if I don't let it out. That's the way we feel. It's like, Lord, I just don't even know what to say. I get tongue-tied. Praise the Lord. You know, many critics, I hate to go in that direction after saying that, but without revelation say, Brother Branham never said, play tapes in church. That's called ears but can't hear. That's what it's called. Others say we just believe the Bible and it don't say it in the Bible neither. Well, I've got news for both of you. It does say it in the Bible. Jesus himself said play tapes in your local churches. Hear Brother Branham, maybe they'll hear the word. Praise the Lord. We've been taught that the Old Testament is just a shadow. Brother Branham said it was a shadow. It was a shadow telling us things to come, that it was by revelation. He said the whole Bible was a book of revelation. You have to have a revelation. The prophet brought us the word and he said it, but if you don't have ears to hear it or understand it, it doesn't do no good. It's a revelation. In the Old Testament, the very last thing that God told us in there, what he was going to do, is the very last thing when he closed it out. He said, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet. Amen. It's the very last thing that he promised in the Old Testament before he came. So what is the Malachi 4 supposed to do? Let's let Brother Branham answer that. What's Malachi 4 to do? What was the opening of them seven seals to do? Is to reveal, to bring out. If you haven't got any eyes, then what's the use to even being it revealed? There has to be eyes first to see. Is that right? To reveal Malachi 4, reveal Luke 17, 30, St. John 14, 12, also John 15, 24, 16, 13, and also Revelations 10, 1 through 7, the opening of the seven seals and the seventh angel's message to open up, to reveal when the evening lights come. Amen. So Malachi 4, that earthly messenger, is to reveal and fulfill all those scriptures. Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
Is that just what that prophet said? He's supposed to fulfill all those scriptures. There he is. He's tied to every one of them scriptures. Amen. The truth of it is, it's from Genesis to Revelations. Amen. All the way through, that voice is all the way through. Amen. But God saved this time, this people, to reveal it to. Amen. All this was done for you. Amen. Amen. It had a time, it had a purpose, the God bringing the seals and bringing all those things to pass. But he waited till he could reveal it to his bride, his Miss Jesus. He wanted to give her the prize. You are his prize. Praise the Lord. So he has to fulfill all these scriptures. So let's read one of these scriptures. St. John 16, 13. Just one of those scriptures. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into the truth, for he shall not speak of himself. Amen. Himself. So he has to be an earthly messenger.
Amen.
That's Malachi 4.
Amen.
Okay. But whatsoever he hears, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come. Whoa, that's the angel of Revelations 10:7. That's Malachi 4:2. Hey, they're all coming together.
Amen.
Sounds like the angel that talked to John. Who else seen it? God never deals with two major prophets at the same time.
Amen.
So that, keep that in mind, the same angel. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore say I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you.
Amen.
Like the seals,
amen.
Like the ages. Like the trumpets,
amen.
Like all the mysteries.
Amen.
He was showing it to us. It says, but that's talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the Holy Spirit uses one man,
amen,
to reveal it. He said, never a group. He never said he sent angels. He said, I send my angel to declare this to you.
Amen.
And he won't speak of himself, but he'll speak of what that is, the Holy Spirit, revealed again in human flesh to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So now let's jump to the last book of the Bible.
Amen.
Let's just see what Jesus said about this angel. So we'll start in Revelations 22. That's the last book of the Bible.
Amen.
Last book that Jesus said anything to all, to the world, but to his bride. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel.
Amen.
Here comes that angel again. Now, he showed up back in the Old Testament in Malachi 4. And he showed up in Luke. He showed up in John. Now, John's talking about this same angel.
Amen.
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 I'm just reading it. To show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. He sent an earthly angel to reveal all those secrets to John.
Amen.
Only one angel had all those secrets.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. He heard the voice of that messenger.
Amen.
He heard the voice.
Amen.
What else did he hear? He heard the thunders.
Amen.
They're the same.
Amen.
They're the same. Say, Brother Branham didn't say that. Oh, yes, he did.
Amen.
He certainly did. He said, I am God's voice to you.
Amen.
So if it's God's voice, and he said them seven thunders was God's voice.
Amen.
It dovetails.
Amen.
Amen. And when I heard and I seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of that angel, which showed me these things. John fell down to worship the messenger God had sent to reveal the secrets.
Amen.
He fell down. It was so much God. Something he had heard.
Amen.
He had heard something. He had heard the voice.
Amen.
But he fell down to worship this man.
Amen.
Hmm. Quite a man. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of the brethren of the prophets, of them which keep the saying of this Bible. Worship God.
Amen.
He said, a prophet will always do that.
Amen.
He says, there that heavenly, earthly prophet was, but telling him, don't worship me.
Amen.
But he looked and acted and talked just like God himself. Amen. Brother Branham said, them prophets talked as God himself. So he said, Elijah, dew won't even come unless I call for it.
Amen.
He says, they've been in the presence of God so much they spoke as God themselves.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to hear it tonight. Said 5 minutes, was it? Sorry about that. Thanks, Brother David. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
Amen.
He that is unjust, let him be just unjust. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Excuse me. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. What's he doing right there? Our prophet told us he did it all through the ages and he did it all through the seals. He's showing his deity. He wants you to know who's talking here. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last, the root, the offspring. I'm everything, his deity. Did he say that's what he did at everything all the way through those church ages? He said it all. Did you catch it that he did it through the seals? He wanted you to know, I am that Elijah the prophet. I am the son of the man that's supposed to come. I am the one he spoke about to come. Then he broke the seal. Are they that do his commandments? That's us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. He's talking about us.
Amen.
His bride. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whoever loveth and maketh a lie. Here it is. The last thing Jesus is telling his bride in his word, listen, I, Jesus, have sent my angel.
Yes.
Now, we've been talking about this angel, this Malachi 4:5, this Luke 17:30. We've been talking about him. He's this angel that told John all the secrets. That's that angel. To do what? To testify unto you these things.
Amen.
What things? All the mysteries.
Amen.
All the seals. All everything. All the mysteries. Where is he supposed to do it? In the churches.
Amen.
In the churches. Bible, and if you haven't done it, read in your Scofield Bible under churches and read down in the column and see what those churches are. This is local.
Amen.
Local churches. He sent his angel to preach in the churches.
Amen.
And the only way you can do that is by pressing play.
Amen.
Playing this message.
Amen.
This is the will of the Lord. It's the perfect will of the Lord. Stay with this word. We love this message. We love the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us just bow our heads. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your spiritual revelation that you give to your bride. It's everything to us, and it means more to us today than any other day in our life. This very moment, it means more to us than anything, Lord. Because that's what you made us for, to worship you and to give us the revelation of your end time, Lord. We love you. Thank you for your presence, for being with us this afternoon, Lord. How great thou art, Lord. Lord, we want to invite you now to come and to be with us, Lord, to anoint us like you've never anointed us before. Open up our hearts, our minds, our soul, everything, Lord, to receive more revelation. Because that's what your prophet said. If you want to pray for anything, pray for more revelation. Lord, you've been revealing yourself to us, Lord. Going through these seals, Lord, each one. Lord, I thank you for blessing us in our homes when we're listening to that fifth and sixth seal. Oh, Lord, such an anointing. How powerful, Lord, is your word. And now, Lord, revealing to us, Lord, all those mysteries, Lord. The world's searching and don't know, but we know your bride, Lord Jesus, because you're showing it to us. You're making it so real, it's just right there before us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Truly, whatever you have need of tonight, he's here to meet that need. We're going to speak the word.
Amen.
We're going to believe it.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you believe this message with all your heart?
Amen.
Do you believe you're a son or daughter of God with all your heart?
Amen.
Is there something that burns down inside of you? And says, I'm one of them.
Amen.
I am that predestinated seed. No matter what Satan throws to me, what he makes me think or anything, I know. I can look beyond that. I am that pure, unadulterated word of God. And I believe whatever I ask for tonight, Lord, you're going to give it to me. And if you can't raise your hand, bow your heads and pray, Lord, give it to me.
Amen.
I got to have it, because if you ain't got it, you ain't going there. But he's here to give it to you right now. For truly, our God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. And that is here, right now.
Oh, God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything. For you, he's the Alpha, he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God can do anything for you.
Believe it with all your heart as you sing it to him one more time.
Oh, God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything for you.
Let's just sing it again, just humbly.
Oh, God can do anything.
you. We love you with all of our heart, Lord. How great you are, Lord. Lord, thank you for your word, for your voice, Lord. And your bride is tuned in to hearing that voice. Lord, thank you for the revelation. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for faith, perfect faith, rapturing faith. Thank you, Lord, that you placed in us royal seed of Abraham. Lord, how great you are. No matter what the circumstances are, regardless of the conditions, Lord, your word prevails. Thank you, Lord. How great you are, Lord. How great, Lord. We love you, Lord. We don't know how to express it right, but Lord, we love you. Thank you. Lord, we overcome by the word and our testimony. The blood of the Lamb. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything. Lord, to be in this anointing into this presence, Lord, it's just, Lord, we just melt, Lord, before you just to give you praise. Just, we love you, Lord. And Lord, as we continue on, Lord, we place our hearts before you. Every request, every need. And Lord, we know that you're in complete control of all of these things. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We commit it to you now. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We don't know what else to say, but Lord, we love you. And thank you again. In Jesus' name. If we could just sing it again. God can
do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything for you.
Just one more time, just humbly, let's worship him a minute.
Oh, God can do anything.
At this time, we're going to have a baby dedication. So if they prepare and come forward at this time as we sing, bring them in. Praise the name of the Lord. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. To Jesus.
What's the baby's name?
Shira Northhide.
Precious little vessel. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads. Lord, little Shira, Lord, a little love gift that you have given into this home, Lord. And Father, they're so grateful, Lord. And Father, they've brought her up here this afternoon, Lord, to place her into your hands, Lord, for a life of service. And Lord, what greater thing can they do for her, Lord? They might be able to buy her things and do things for her, but Lord, this is the greatest thing that they could do, Lord, to bring her here and to place her in your hands. Father, I just pray that you'll be with this family, Lord. May you be the invited guest all the time in their home, Lord. And may they bring her up, Lord, in the admonition to serve you. Now we take her, Lord, and we place her into your hands for a life of service, Lord. Bless and be with her all the days of her lives. Keep your hand up over her to watch, protect her, and keep her. We give her back to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
What's the name?
Joseph Paul Gelbach, Jr.
Hello, Joseph. Yeah. Me and him got the same hairdo. Just like his dad. Oh, said he named him after me. Praise the Lord. I'll be praying for you. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, another little love gift, Lord, little Joseph, Lord, that you've given to this home, Lord Jesus. Father, to bless him, Lord. And Father, they've come and brought him today, Lord, to place him back into your hands. Father, for they know it's according to your word. So, Father, we give him to you, Lord, for a life of service, that you'll bless and be with him, Lord, strengthening, encouraging. May your angels encamp around about him, Lord. Bless and be with the family, Lord, as they keep this word and this message in their home all the time and before him, Lord. And if there is a tomorrow, Lord, that, Father, he'll be raised up to hear this word and to believe it with all of his heart. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Now we take him and we place him back into your hands for a life of dedication and service. We give him to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Okay.
Just as my parents think.
Thank you, brother.
What's the name? Zoe Jerusalem Sandalo.
Hello there. Oh, mommy. Zoe. Zoe, come on.
We'll both hold her.
Gracious Heavenly Father, little Zoe, Lord, a little love gift that you've given back into this home, Lord. And Father, they've brought her here today and placed her into my unworthy hands, Lord. Place them into your hands, Lord. I'm not worthy to do it, Lord, but they've brought her here in obedience to your word. Now, Father, we just take little Zoe and we place her in your hands for a life of service, Lord. May you bless and be with her, Lord. May your angels encamp around about her. Keep her in this wicked world that we live in, Lord. That, Father, wherever that she would be, that the angels would be with her. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We take her now and we place her into your hands for a life of service and dedication in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mary and Marie Evans.
I know this one.
Praise the Lord.
Well, this is very special to me. Of course, little Marion. Yeah. It's a special day for many things, as I said. Excuse me. Today is my little granddaughter's her birthday. Today I get to dedicate my grandbaby, and today is the coronation day of my mother. Best Mother's Day she ever had.
Amen.
She's with her prophet.
Amen.
Amen. So let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to come before you. Amen. The Lord, to hold little Marion in my arms, Lord, a little love gift that you have given to this family, Lord. And Father, they want the very best for her, Lord. And the very best is you, Lord Jesus. You and your word, Lord. And so they brought her here to place her into my hands, Lord, to represent you, Lord. That I can bring her before you, Lord, and place her into your hands. That, Lord, you will watch her. You will protect her. You will keep her, Lord.
May your angels always encamp around about her. Keep her safe, Lord Jesus. Raise her up, Lord, in this world that we live in to love and to serve you. That, Lord, when people will look at her, they can see nothing but Jesus Christ living through her. Bless and be with the family, Lord. May they always keep the word before you, Lord, as they raise their little family up, Lord, placing you first in all things. Now, Lord, we take little Miriam and we place her back into your hands for a life of service and dedication. We give her to you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen.
What's the name? Nathan Elijah Dexter.
Nathan Elijah Dexter. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne again, little Nathan, Lord, another token, Lord, that you have given to this family, Lord Jesus. You are the giver of great gifts, Lord Jesus. And Father, what a responsibility that this family has is to raise him up, Lord, in the admonition and to serve you. And so, Father, according to your word, they've brought him forward, Lord, to place him into your hands for a life of service, Lord. Give him back to you because you give him to them. They want to give him back to you. Lord, may you just bless and be with him, Lord. May you keep your hand up over him to watch and protect him and to keep him, Lord. And Father, to thank these little children, Lord, that's just come up here. My mind goes back to what your prophet said, that not many days ago, that sweet little spiritual spirit, Lord, Amen. Was with you. And then it came down to this natural body. Yeah. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now bless and be with this family, Lord. Yeah. May they always keep you in this message first in your word, Lord. And Father, that raise him up, Lord, in the admonition to serve you all the days of his life. Now, Father, we give him back to you for a life of service and dedication. Amen. We commit him to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Time has been so thankful to be here with each one of you, and I know that we've been blessed already. Amen. How many feels that your faith has been raised already? Amen. I know more of who I am than when I walked in those doors. Amen. How many wants that closer walk with the Lord every single day? That's my prayer and my desire. Lord, just grant it. Let me be close to thee. Amen. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my
most gracious Heavenly Father. Lord, as we humbly bow before you, we're just so thankful, Lord, for this opportunity that we have to gather here in this sanctuary, Lord, with the bride of Christ. And Lord, not only here, but throughout the whole world, the people just streaming in, Lord, and one mind and one accord, Lord, and that's just to gather around the voice of God in this end time, Lord. And so thankful you permitted us to live in this day, the days of the voice, Lord, the voice of God, Lord. So thankful you've let us recognize this day and the day we're living in. And so thankful, Lord, the way that you've revealed yourself to us. And as our brother said, Lord, we just pray for more revelation now. And Lord, as we come to hear that seventh seal, Lord, we just pray for a special anointing that our eyes would see, and not only see but perceive, Lord, and that our ears would hear and believe it and receive it, Lord, and anoint our hearts to understand it, Lord, and may it just be indwelled the very depths of our heart so deep there, Lord, that it would just be manifested in our lives. And we just pray for that revelation of that word today, Lord. Bless each one that's here, Lord. As we come for the time now to receive the tithes and offerings, Lord, we're just so thankful that we have the opportunity to give back to you just a portion of that that you've so mercifully blessed us with, Lord. And as we receive them, Lord, and use them, we just pray your blessings upon them, that they be used for your honor and glory, Lord. We humbly ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, just a closer walk with me. Oh, granted, Jesus is my plea. Oh, I'm in that number.
that number old road, and we know his voice. I'm in that number, and I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows his voice. Amen. And I'm in that number, and I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows his. One more time. Oh, I'm in that number. I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows his voice. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows his voice. And the original lie, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie. The original. The original lie. The original lie. The original. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age, and we have caught the revelation by our prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. The original lie, the original lie, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. Seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. The original lie, the original lie. The original, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man, the Son of Man is revealed. The seven seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. The original lie, the original lie, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. Seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints, awake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. The original life, the original life, the original seed. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man. The seven seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original. Let's clap it to him. Fourth verse. We are called unto adoption, full authority and sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. The original life, the original life, the original, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seal is unveiled. The original life. One more time. The original lie, the original seed. Amen. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seal is unveiled. The original lie. Verse number. number two. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. The original life, the original life, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. Praise the name of the Lord. Truly our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. Amen. So glad to be a part of that original seed. Spoken word, what I believe. Amen. Just can't wait to get into this message. And as we prepare, little song that came in my heart that I was praying yesterday, and our sister Helen, she wrote this, and we'd like to sing the chorus. So just be faithful. Believe his word. Stay with the message that you have heard. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. So just be faithful. Believe his word. Stay with the message that you have heard. Listen to his prophet, his message heed. Walk in the light where his star does.
He'll pardon you. Praise the Lord.
Let us remain standing as we welcome once again God's prophet and messenger, the one we've been talking about, one that the scriptures said that would come in the end time, that fulfilled everything from Genesis to Revelation, that Malachi 4, that Revelation 10:7, that angel, that mighty angel, to reveal all those things, all the things that the Lord said, I have many things to tell you. But he couldn't tell them. He wanted to tell us. Amen. So he's coming tonight to tell us. Amen. One thunder, seven messages. Amen. God's prophet and messenger. Welcome, Brother Branham.